Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan, one of the employee owners at Tab Computer System. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And feel free to get online. I know it's a gorgeous Saturday morning here in Connecticut, which is a rare thing. I came from the free state of Florida, which it was every day, but we won't go there. I'm sorry. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number to give us a ring. And we'll do our best to help you out. Feel free to get online. Also, coming up at 10:05, Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV will join us. He'll be on, I hope, the camera again through the Facebook Live broadcast that we're doing over at WTIC's Facebook page. And here, of course, over the air. So feel free to join us and listen to that segment of the program. And always looking to try to figure out how to get more geeks in our industry. And Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV, they do a great job training you to be a geek. And again, geek is it, man. Geek is everything runs this way. Everything's technology, right? If you don't understand how the technology works, man, you're going to be kind of left in the dust here.
Yeah, technology is important and everything is built on it now.
Yeah, I almost want to send a link over to our legislature here in Hartford so they can actually understand a little bit about the laws they're making about technology, but we won't go there.
Really?
Might be nice to get them up to speed as well, but he'll be here. But feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Before we do that, we usually have technology news, and Dennis has got some stuff for us, of course, he wants to talk about.
I do. I have an interesting story from Yahoo Sports about a new style of pitching machine that takes advantage of two different kinds of technological improvements.
All
number
right.
one is the statistical analysis of pitching that's been made available since the advent of, I believe it's StatCast. Or PitchFX.
Does it go back to Moneyball?
Not that old, but this is when you're watching TV and the announcers know exactly what kind of pitch a pitcher threw.
Yeah.
Well, that's because of this statistical analysis of the throw that happens in real time during the game.
Oh, neat.
And you can collect this data, of course, and all the teams are doing it. They're collecting data on what pitchers are throwing. Which is great.
Yeah.
But how do you actually train your batters against that?
You're going to hack the pitcher is what you're doing.
Well, it's kind of what they're doing. What's happened is there's a new wave of pitching machines coming out that combine the ability to pitch a ball in a particular style, like a changeup or something else.
Yeah, slider.
And marry that up with this huge database that's been amassed of what the pitchers do.
Nice.
So that you as a batter can practice against like Garrett Cole.
Does it come with the banging of the trash cans like the Astros used? Do you actually hear the bong when it's going to be a fast?
That's probably an optional accessory.
Okay, just check. Yeah, that'd be a neat little enhancement, right? That way they get the audio cue. It's a fastball. And they send a fastball. I bet they can hit it pretty good.
So. I'll bet they can too. But what's really interesting is how they've married up the ability to have a pitching machine pitch balls according to certain pitching styles.
So awesome.
And then compare that with a pitcher's you know, track record of how they throw the ball.
Yep.
And then you can, like I said, as a batter, you can actually have batting practice against a particular pitcher.
That's amazing.
So that you know how to go up against them. And the article explains that part of the reason for that is because of the effect in baseball where batters tend to be better against a pitcher their second or third time through the order.
Oh, yeah.
What this will do is theoretically make every time you go up against a pitcher your second or third or fourth time against them because you've already gone through the batting practice against that pitcher's repertoire.
And they took away all the sticky stuff they were using in the past few years, right?
Oh,
so they got rid of that deal,
too.
So those poor pitchers.
And there's now special rules about how they can muddy the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway.
Well, if you're a pitcher, man, it's a tough gig. That's why you get the big bucks.
But I just love that people are, you know, they're innovating. They're saying, hey, we have this database. Let's use it. And then, hey, we have this way to make the pitch go out of this machine in a particular way so that it emulates a splitter or whatever that pitcher's trying to throw.
I love it. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a pitcher, man, you're just going to get harder and harder.
Well, yeah, everything got easier for them. Now it's going to get harder.
I think they'd appreciate, too, getting rid of the umpire behind the plate there calling balls and strikes and actually making it a technological, a little square there like we see on whatever baseball program are watching, and just let the system call the balls and strikes. You don't deal with some ding-a-ling umpire who just is tired. He wants to
like
go home.
Angel Hernandez.
Just any name. You know, but again, it gets part of the game, right? But if your team is losing because they called a ball or a strike when they shouldn't, I don't know. I think they should add that back too, or add that in.
Well, if I had my way,
In other news, we're going to toot our own horn. I know we don't do that too often. I try not to do that too often here on the program. I'm pretty proud of this. So in my role as a sales and marketing business development for TAB for the past 32 years, I've never known where we stood against our competition. There are all these lists that you submit your data to show where you fall amongst your competition as ranked by all sorts of different categories and factors. I'm extremely proud to say that here in Connecticut, we've beaten all of our competitors in this listing.
All of them?
All of them. This is the MSP 501 Channels Future List. And we'll put a link up there for you to take a look at it. So it ranks the top 501, quote unquote, MSPs. We call ourselves ASPs, actual service providers, but we won't go there. they rank the top 501 MSPs globally, believe it or not. And TAB shows up in the top 10% of all of the folks on this list. We are ranked number 31 on this list.
The list of all the companies that are in it.
That are in it. And of course, more than 501 submitted data.
Yeah.
And we showed up at number 31. So extremely proud of that. We'll put a link to this. I tried for years to get our previous owner to do this, and he wasn't interested. And now that we're employee-owned, I said, we're going to find out. And here's where we landed, and very, very excited about it. The folks at TAB, the employee owners at TAB, should be very proud of this list ranking, and it does give you a perspective if you're looking to make a change. Like I hear 70% of you are looking to make a change and going to another company, consider us.
Yeah, why not?
considering we must know what we're doing, considering this ranking. We've been around for almost 40 years and now show up in the number 31 spot. So we'll put a link to that. Coming up at 10:05, Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV will be joining us. So feel free to get on line 2 between now and then for your questions, comments, and concerns. 860-522-9842. That's the number. And, of course, you can follow us over at WTIC's Facebook page. We're broadcasting live. I'm a not-so-pasty white computer geek. Dennis didn't get any sun last week like I did, so he's still pasty white. But we're both here. You can check us out. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here at 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842. If I do sound a little tired, I got in the 1:30 in the morning. So you can thank Mayor Pete and his beautiful job of managing transportation for that. But we won't go there either. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Helen in West Hartford first. What's happening, Helen? Helen,
Hello?
You there? Morning.
Yes, I am. Good morning. I have a question.
Yeah.
I just uploaded or updated, that's the word, updated, mm-hmm. that I was told to do on my computer. And since then, I haven't been able to get onto Word or Excel. And I get on the screen from a message from Office, something went wrong. We couldn't start your program. Please start again. If it won't stop by repairing Office and programs and features and the control problem, go to this site. Well, I've tried it several times, and programs and features doesn't allow me to do the change or the repair or uninstall.
Really?
And
really?
I wonder if that new patch that came out to fix that tool broke the ability for the tool to fix its issues. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, that, oh, wow, you're right. What we're thinking of is it's actually an exploit that was revealed in the protocol that's used, among other things, to handle troubleshooters in Windows.
Right.
And Microsoft finally patched that this past Patch Tuesday. It took them, what, 2 or 3 weeks to
Way
get around
long.
To it? Way
yeah.
too long, given how easy it was to trigger. But I wonder if Eric might be right. It might be something that they did with that is now preventing it from being fixed. Now, here's a question. If you look in your listing of programs in the control panel, and if you mm-hmm. click on your instance of Microsoft Office, does it really show you only an uninstall option? It doesn't have a change option?
It does have the change option.
All right, you're going to click that to do the repair.
It doesn't work.
Mm. Well, what happens when you click it and then try to do it?
It doesn't do anything. It's like frozen.
It freezes.
I got a feeling this is the issue. What version of Office do you have, Ellen?
Office is 13.
Office 13. Okay, so it's still
That's still supported,
yeah, it's still
actually.
Not too old. And do you have the disks if you have to reload it?
No, I don't.
No.
It came loaded on my laptop when I purchased it, and I don't even have a code or anything.
Well, when you purchased it, you should have gotten some materials from them, and you wouldn't have been able to install it in the first place if you didn't have a product key for it.
Right. How's your filing skills? Do you have that code somewhere?
No.
Welcome to the club. So you tried to do the right thing. You updated your Office, Outlook, and then it broke it. And all you wanted to uh-huh. do is type the next great novel, Helen. And then Microsoft uh-huh. says no for you.
Well, the problem is that even in, I have the folders, file folders, and I go to open them, and you cannot open them to get my documents that are in the file folders.
Oh, wow. You have a deeper problem with Windows than just Office not working.
Hmm.
I would suggest you do a system restore where you roll it back to before the update.
Okay, because I wondered whether I could delete the most of the updates because I have the date on them. Would it take me back to what it was?
No, deleting the download wouldn't
change anything. Deleting the update or removing it won't do that. What you're really going to do is a system restore.
Okay.
You're going to roll your system back to before you did the update.
How do you do that?
You open up the control panel or settings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going to, what I would do is just search for restore.
Yeah, that's easier.
Okay.
And you should see an option that says restore my computer to an earlier time.
Okay. It says, I restore your files with file history or create as restore point. I can't.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Click where it says create a restore point. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, do you see anything on the screen that gives you an option to roll back your computer? Because it over on the left, it may give you that option.
I don't. It says computer name, hardware advanced, system protection, and remote. I see available drives. The recovery one is off, and the available drive, which is the system drive, is on for protection. Configure, restore. It says to configure, create a restore point. I have a create thing I can click on.
Well, let's see. Here's another thing that you can do, okay? Let's see.
I think Dennis thinks you don't have a restore point to go
yeah.
to. which should have been created when the office went ahead and said, I'm going to update you. It should have created
one. It should have created one.
But it didn't. And you may not have had them configured at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you may not be able to go back in time. But Dennis is looking for some sort of next level.
All right. If you're in the system properties that shows whether or not you can restore the computer, you might see a configure button.
I do.
All right, click that.
It says configure restore settings, manage disk space, and delete restored points.
All right.
What I do?
So you've got some restore points.
We hope.
We think. Maybe.
How come she's not seeing them, though?
If you go back to system properties and you look in the same place where you clicked on that configure button, go back up a little higher up in that dialog. Do you see a system restore button?
Yes.
All right, click that.
Okay.
Now that should open up a wizard for you.
It does.
All right. The wizard should say restore my system files and settings.
Yes.
You're going to click next.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And at that point, you're going to get a list of system restore points that you may have.
Yes, it does. It says June 21st.
All right.
All right. So what you're going to do, as long as June 21st is before that update went through,
mm-hmm.
you're going to click that and go. If you don't see anything older than that, there's a button below there that says scan. Wait a minute. There might be a button that says see older update or restore points.
It says scan for affected programs.
But it only shows that 621 restore
right.
point? All right.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's what you've got. So that's what you're going to have to restore to.
You're going to go back in time and hope it works. Now, here's the thing. Outlook's going to say to you, hey, I got to update. And what are you going to do?
Ignore it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part of Microsoft. So you've got vulnerabilities and problems with the software it's trying to fix. And now we're telling you to ignore it.
Right. They put you on a treadmill where you kind of have to update as a routine matter.
Yeah.
But then once in a while, they throw a wrench in the works and right. the update breaks stuff.
So eventually, Helen, you should probably update, okay? But not right mm-hmm. away. We're going to wait for the next update that comes down, and then you can go ahead and consider updating it. Or if you've decided you'd like to get something done, don't update it. As simple as that.
Right. I think I need to ignore it.
Now, yeah. Now, there's one caution I'm going to give you. Once you start the system restore process, the computer is going to it will do some work, and then it will reboot into a special mode where it's rewriting the system files.
Hmm.
And that can take some time.
It has to go back in time. It's
got
to
rewrite
itself.
A lot of stuff. It's got to change a lot of files. It's got to change a lot of things in the registry.
Yes.
And it can take a while, even on an SSD. So do it at a time that you're not going to be using the computer for a while. Assume it could be 2 hours.
It's got to right all its wrongs of the past few days.
Okay, because I want to say that also when I did that update, the screen is no longer that soft blue. It's a black screen with all these bright colors and the lettering.
Oh, so you have a driver issue for your video, too. This might fix that as well.
Yeah, so. This is going to help you probably.
Roll it back.
In a lot of ways.
Let us know how it goes.
Oh, I certainly hope it's going to work if that's a good enough restore point.
We do, too. Good luck to you.
I have nothing else there. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. She's got something to do on this Saturday morning. Let's see if we can help you guys. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Thank you, Morgan. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. It's the only number you can use. However, you can use it with cell phones. You can use it nationally, right? You don't have to usually pay anything to call us from anywhere on your cell phone these days. So get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. As we wait for your calls, Dennis does have a story that's kind of hilarious, actually, and we want to talk about it.
It is.
What'd you got there, Dennis?
The Israeli government has a system where you can schedule appointments with their different agencies.
Sure.
Now, at some point, a software developer created a bot mm-hmm. that can then go and get appointments for you. So it does some of the work for you.
Nice.
All right.
Very helpful.
Very, very helpful.
Uh-huh.
Well, that bot, the software was publicly released.
Oh, boy.
So.
Now it's open source.
Well, I don't know if it's open source, but it's public.
Yeah.
It might be open source.
Mm-hmm.
They might have licensed it that way.
Yeah.
But now that it's open to the world to use, guess mm-hmm. what happened? Scalpers are running that software, and they're scarfing up appointments and then reselling them to people.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you need, this is especially a problem with like passport renewals mm-hmm. and visa requests and stuff like that.
Unbelievable.
And if you need an appointment,
yep.
you're often stuck dealing with a scalper to buy one off of them.
Unbelievable.
Now, one of the problems with this is,
yeah.
I mean, obviously the Israeli government could pull the rug out from under that software and cause it to not work anymore.
Right.
And you would have to go into their systems to schedule your appointments.
Yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
But because there are so many appointments that have been booked using the system that they have.
Through the fraudulent folks.
You know, going forward.
Well, they're not necessarily even illegal, right? They're just taking the tool
right.
and saying, I bought all the appointments, like someone buying up the whole stadium, and if you want one,
well, it's a convenience fee. Just like Ticketmaster charges you, right?
Yeah, convenience, all right. Yikes.
At any rate, they have so many appointments that have already been established
right.
going forward for months
yeah.
that they don't want to trash that. So
right.
they're, the
right,
Israeli government is basically living with this.
That's amazing. They're living with the scalpers.
Oh,
unbelievable. That's technology for you guys. If,
right.
if you don't pay attention to it, unbelievable.
Well, and people adapt.
Right. Everyone's
Something
looking to make
along
a buck.
And ooh, how can I take advantage of that?
Right. And you can imagine the Israeli DMV is probably a lot, you know, sharper run than oh. here in America. But probably
Without question.
You probably can't touch the Swiss DMV. The Swiss would never allow this to occur. But that, I think we're probably giving people ideas here in America. But then again, as far as setting up an appointment here in America on the DMV system, the idea is to not go. Their website pretty much says, just do it here. Don't come to see us.
The circumstances that cause you to visit DMV here in Connecticut are going away,
which is good.
Right.
So that's good. So all right. So if you're an enterprising young hacker, you can now make money off of the Israeli appointment system.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Feel free to get online, guys. Four lines wide open on this lovely Saturday morning. 860-522-9842. I'll tell you a technology story of part of my flight back and forth. My wife and I tried a little regional airport here in New Haven. It is little. Keep that in mind when you go there. But this is not my story. we can talk about other things. But so we're sitting there on the tarmac, minding our own business. We're half an hour late, all right, leaving. And the pilot says, we got a new update from our from the tower. We need to get a different route. Right. So I'm just thinking they're using some sort of Waze thing for flights, right? You're putting in the Waze flight thing and it's churning and calculating how it's gonna go take a left here at Albuquerque and head down or whatever, however you're gonna get there, right? Half an hour later, we're still sitting there. I'm thinking to myself, man, it's the year 2022. I could literally put a Waze address that would go over 1,000 miles driving and it would tell me where every cop is. Right.
That's right. It would, wouldn't it?
Every cop, every construction thing, every slowdown. But no, the flight folks are sitting there churning and churning and churning. All I can picture is like Airplane where they have all the cards still and the pieces of wood. And they're like making calls. Hey, if we get the car down to Charlotte, should we take a right over here, take a left? Yeah, you should probably go to 10,000 feet over here. I mean, it just seems ridiculous that it would take so much time to calculate point A to point B to a place is a part of your route. Right. I mean, how many variables are you really solving for? I know there's a lot of planes in the air, but how many? There's 40. When I got in the car today, 41,000 Wazers were online at 1:30 in the morning.
What?
That's what it said.
Oh, holy mackerel!
So you could figure you're only paying attention to the airplanes in the eastern corridor there for that route. I mean, why would it take so long? We're just sitting. Now, of course, we're all cranky. Right, the whole process is ridiculous these days, but I'm thinking we gotta have better technology. It should be just a matter of just here's your new route, but no, they had to wait for the paperwork. Paperwork.
That might have been the problem. I mean, getting the route is one thing. Maybe they had to submit it to somebody and then get approval. I don't know.
Maybe it went right to Mayor Pete himself.
Oh,
that might have been the delay. That's all I was thinking the whole time. So the technology is, I don't know. We got to work on that, guys. You'd think we do a better job these days. As we wait for your calls, 860-522-9842. Feel free to get online. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, questions, concerns. We are live here. Yes, we took off last Saturday. I got away. Also coming up at 10:05, Wes Bryan will be calling in from IT Pro TV. And we'll be talking tech. You know, we don't have any set agenda there. Just want to talk about how you can become more technologically savvy yourself by getting some training.
Yeah.
And then training from these guys is great. And we have a link on our website over at computertalkwithtab.com where you can save 30%. And we're happy to have you do it. Please go there. Save 30%.
Get trained. Join us. Yes. We need you.
Join us or any IT firm.
Well, right. Any firm like ours. We need the help. We all do.
So many folks out there to help us. Help us help you because you're a lot of trouble. I'm telling you, somehow we seem to be digressing as a people when it comes to understanding IT. It's crazy, but that is what it is. All right, we got a call coming in because we're about to talk about our kids and our cats, and we don't want to go there. Let's go to Ray in Burlington. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hello. Hey, I wanted to provide you guys with some feedback. Some good feedback because about a month ago I called up and I wanted to upgrade my 5-, 6-, 7-year-old laptop from 8 gigs to 16 gigs, and you provided me with some information. And when I asked about checking in with some of the big box stores, Dennis suggested be sure to check the specifications and also potentially go to the website. So yeah. I ended up going to the Lenovo website because I had looked at a particular Lenovo model in one of the big box stores nearby. And when I found out it was a Generation 11 machine, I called up, I shouldn't say, well, it was a Generation 11, which you guys had suggested. And when I called up Lenovo and was comparing the products, they had me look at a Generation 12 machine, which was a little bit more pricey but had more features.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, I used your advice, and I ended up getting the Generation 12 directly from Lenovo.
All right.
They actually gave me a discounted price from their website. But I just wanted to say that it was good advice to look around and be sure to check the specs of what you're buying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the details matter big time.
Yeah. You don't even realize what you're buying if you don't check those details. So we do. I'm glad it worked out for you, Ray. You got the latest and greatest, so maybe another 6 or 7 years of that thing if you take care of it.
Hopefully, yeah. So I just wanted to say thanks for the advice, and I should be good for at least a few years with
that.
Well,
you're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Good.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks very much. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too. All right. There's a happy customer. I was going to say complaint department. Feedback. You never know. Now we're here 28 years later. So far, so good. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Happy to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Anything else you want to bring up there, Dennis, for news?
Yeah. Some of you guys may have heard of a company called Cafe Press.
Hmm.
They're an on-demand printing company, and they do not just T-shirts and posters, but coffee cups and pencils and pens and all kinds of stuff.
With your logo on it.
Right.
Gotcha.
And it allows merchants to be able to, you know, sign up with them, submit a design for something, and maybe just get like one carton of 10 coffee cups.
Oh, neat.
And then the next time they need some more, order another.
Yeah, just in time.
Another.
We saw
just
that work
time.
During this whole mess.
Yeah. That's another story.
Yeah.
But it was a way to allow small businesses and even individuals to be able to get these customized things, you know, in a short order and at a relatively reasonable price.
Nice.
Because if you go to a print shop in your town, they're not going to just want to crank out 10 coffee cups.
Not generally.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they had a whole system set up, and they had all these merchants that were going. Turns out in 2019, they had a data breach.
Oh, in 2019. That seems a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like talking about it now in 2022, huh, Dennis?
Well, that's because they went to some effort to keep it quiet.
Oh, no.
Even though the government required them to report it and do some other things.
Interesting.
Well, it turns out that they've been, or the former owners of Cafe Press, I guess they've changed hands since then.
Yeah.
But the former owners are now on the hook for a $500,000 fine for their shoddy security.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in 2018, they were found to have been doing something very interesting, which is if you or I had an account with them that somehow gets compromised, somebody figures out my password and orders a bunch of stuff, and if you want to close the account in order to mitigate the damage, they would charge you $25
to close
the
account. That seems illegal. A fee to close your account?
Well, that's partly what this fine covers, too.
Good.
The data breach cover-up and the practice of charging $25 to close compromised accounts. I mean,
yikes.
I mean, they turned other people's misfortunes into a cost center.
And it was their
or profit center.
Their
shoddy
security on their site in general was already found to be part of the problem of the breach.
Right.
So on top of it, they're like, "Well, we'll make some money off of this shoddy security."
I mean, whew. And the only bad part about this story is that the fine was only $500,000.
Exactly.
That seems like.
I do like that they're going after the previous owners. So the previous owners probably knew they were in trouble and they sold it out, and the poor new owners were like, "What?"
I wonder if that actually is what drove the sale.
Yeah, it's like buying a house with a crumbling foundation. You didn't know. It's like, how come you didn't disclose that? So, all right, well, you know, technology is going to be one of those things that you got to make sure you keep that security up. And to charge $25 for a compromised account, they just deserve to get nailed there, and they should. They should pay more. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open on this Saturday morning. We are with you live. A little less pasty white computer geek and a normally pasty white computer geek here in the studio, ready to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And coming up at 10:05, Wes Bryan, he will be with us from IT Pro TV. He's an edutainer, and he'll get you trained up If you want to learn, if you just want to learn in general, right, and not be a geek like us and you don't want to join us, but you want to get a little more insight as to how to use technology, go ahead to our website, computertalkwithtab.com, 30% off. Check out their catalog. It's massive. They will train you in all sorts of things, and they do it in a very good way, funny way. You remember the technology. You remember what they're saying, right? Rather than sitting there reading a book and having someone, you know, try to digest that, these guys will present the information to you that you need to know. And you can become certified, too. This is what we're looking for, people who know what they're doing and are certified at it, and help you get there, too. We're going to step out for a quick break into your calls. We'll be right back. Yep, we are back. This is Computer Talk. That was a short break.
That was really short.
You never know. We just never know. A couple lines open for you. The lines are coming in here, 860-522-9842. We'll get right to your calls. We're going to go to Joe in Litchfield next. Hey, Joe, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Well, I was going to keep you guys busy here. I know you're not too busy, so.
No, it's a little slow this morning. Everyone's out enjoying the weather. You guys had a pretty poor week last week, I guess.
Yes, really. Okay, simple question, I think, for you guys. I have two laptop computers, one for financial and one for my other general use and emails.
Yeah.
I wondered about, I contacted Yubico regarding their keys.
Yeah.
But I said, wait a minute, I don't even know if that's still a good thing to do. You haven't talked about Yubico in a while. I said, is it still a good way to go for security?
It's a tremendous way to go.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
You got to check to see if your sites will support it. And most of them should.
They asked me, what am I going on? Well, I go to a lot of sites. I mean, my financial one, I just have like three or four I use for my, I don't go to anything other than those.
Well, right. So the thing that's really beneficial about Yubico 2FA versus a text to your phone or an app on your phone is that it's really, you literally plug the key into your computer and have to tap it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's instead of something texting you, like let's say the bad guy is trying to get into your account, right?
Sure.
Without your key plugged into the computer, you're not even bothered, right? The bad guy is asked for the second factor. It's not there. They can't annoy you, right? They can't, and when I say annoy you, here's what's happening these days. The bad guys in Uzbekistan, I know I pick on Uzbekistan, but I've seen some videos. My goodness, those guys, not nice. I've seen those marriage videos of Uzbekistan. Yikes. But we won't go there. The bad guys in Uzbekistan are sitting there at like, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon for them. And it's 2 a.m. for us, let's say. I'm not sure if that's exactly true. But they're going to attack your account, right? And they're going to hit you with a 2FA. It's going to hit your phone. Bzz, bzz. Right? It's going to hit it again. Bzz, bzz. Whatever your ding-a-ling is doing at 2 a.m, right? And you're sitting there being driven nuts by someone literally trying to attack your account. People are literally accepting it and letting the bad guys in so they can get to bed, right? So it's happening in corporate environments. It's happening in all sorts of environments. So the 2FA is simply being defeated by driving you nuts at 2 or 3 a.m. A Yubico key wouldn't bother you. The bad guys can't do anything to ring anything or zap anything or send a text to anything or send a swipe to anything. So it's very effective, very secure, but the site has to support it.
I see.
And don't lock yourself out. If you're locked out, it can be hard to recover. Well, let's say you lose the Yubico key.
Oh.
Right? Now
let me ask you another question before I forget it.
Yeah.
Do I use one key for both computers?
Yeah, the one key can work for any system you want to use. You could even be at the library, which I wouldn't recommend, but you could, and put that key in there, and then you go online, and you're all set. You're able to touch the key as you've got it plugged into the device. So that's the beauty of it. Make sure you though follow the recovery portions of it, because if you lock yourself out, hard to recover.
You're making me nervous now.
Well, that's the issue with security, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's either
any kind of security method that's worth using is going to have the problem of what happens if you lose control of that security method.
Right.
Like you're not going to get security without something extra, and that something extra has to be cared for.
Right. The old days when we were growing up of having the key under the rock right there by the bottom of the stairs of your house that everybody knew was there, Right. It's really not security. But nowadays, you need real security. Right.
Really?
Or a serious deterrent. But that's a whole different show, I'm sure. So make sure you pay attention to that Yubico key. You can get multiple Yubico keys. You can set up multiple factors of security. But it is a great way to protect yourself.
And I'll just go with whatever they recommend, because I've asked, and I have somebody there sending me emails back. I was asking them about the particular key you use, what's the one I need for my needs.
Yeah. Well, it depends on your computer. Now, if your computer does not have a USB-C, it might have to have the older style USB.
I do have the older one, yeah.
Okay, so you have to do the older flavor. But you can also use the technology on your smartphone. If it has the NFC turned on, you can actually access your accounts through your smartphone and have the near field communication of the key to your phone, which is a nice 2FA. Again, physically, it has to be on your person, which is kind of neat. So I would tell you, Joe, to play with something that you're not worried about locking yourself out of before you start configuring it for the rest.
I see.
But either way, have two-factor authentication turned on, period. If it's not just with the Yubico key, use a second factor.
Yeah.
Whether it be Authenticator through Google or Microsoft or through an app or through the text. The texting is probably the least secure these days.
Sure, I see. I will. I'm remiss in some of that, but maybe with the Yubico key, it might keep me straight.
Maybe. Yeah, being remiss is not a good thing these days. You got to get that security going.
Okay. I appreciate your help.
All right, Joe. Thank you for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. So there's 1 hour under the belt. We've got another hour coming up at 10:05 after Morgan's news. We'll have Wes Bryan on to talk technology, and we'll see what's going on with Wes and what's going on with technology and how you can get trained up to be a geek. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.